What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Life Talk. It's been a while. Guys, I've been busy with a lot of things. Obviously, my child was just born, been traveling, and I missed you guys. We have a lot to talk about today. We're gonna get back on the podcast schedule. And without further ado, I want to introduce my good friend Sam Simmons. Currently, just woke up. Good morning, Sam. I really appreciate you being here so early to talk about something we are both passionate about, which is travel. So I would like you to introduce yourself to the audience. And yeah, if you could go ahead and start, I really appreciate that. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jesse. First off, congratulations on your new little one.
Thank you, Sam.
Despite the cliche, you look very well rested. You look fabulous. So well done on
That's
you
the
for that, because
makeup.
I know
Yeah.
it's not easy at this stage.
True.
Whatever it
Yeah.
takes. So yeah, thanks again. Thanks for having me. Quick background on myself. I'm not from the travel world, although I've been an enthusiast for a long time. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. My background's in actually the poker industry. So for a number of years,
Wow.
I ran a content company doing production, streaming, distribution of live poker tournaments and events from the World Series of Poker, Poker After Dark, other major brands that some might know, put that ESPN, NBC, and our own streaming service as well. So I did that for several years, and that basically was a long time spent super serving a passionate audience of poker fans. And when I got out of that business in 2020, in the years to follow, as I was trying to make my next moves, was trying to think about like, okay, what is that? As I think about it, a passion area that I felt could be better served with digital technology, which is where my background was, and that led me to travel. Coming out of COVID, when people weren't able to travel, I think a lot of people like myself realized how much of their identity they attached to the place they love to visit. And when they in a very real way weren't able to visit those places, they lost a part of themselves in the process. So I don't want to give any too many spoilers about what we're working on, but we've created this cool tool to basically connect one to one's past travel experiences digitally that we think is pretty cool. So I'm excited to talk about that and other things throughout today.
Awesome, man. By the way, I see a QR code behind you.
Yes.
Can
Thank you for
you?
the plug.
Yeah,
This
man.
is
What? What?
to preview this. This is how you sign up for our wait list. So the platform we'll
Ah,
be
there you
talking
go.
about today is Mint Pass, and this little thing for those watching the YouTube goes to our website. So I would encourage
That's
you to scan
awesome,
it. It
man.
does work, and you'll be able to sign up there for early access.
That is brilliant marketing. Look at that. There we go. It works.
No real
Fantastic.
estate wasted.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, thank you for briefly introducing yourself. Both, like I said, we traveled a lot. One thing that kind of like, as my audience already knows, where I've been, what I've been doing, and I always shared on social media platforms. I was always going towards Instagram and Facebook, where people were like, "Oh wow, where has Jesse been? Let me like see how what the pictures are like. Let me see what experience it was like." So that's where I was so fascinated about Mint Pass, because you want to like create bringing that all together for specifically travel, where people can put on the map where they've been in real time and also share their experience. How does that work and how does that look like?
Yeah, 100%. And that is what has had us so excited to be talking to you because of that behavior that you describe of traveling, and not only traveling, but talking about your travels with community, with family, with friends. It really makes you the ideal user for something like Mint Pass. And to define it, basically what we're trying to do is create a sort of a digital travel logging experience that allows you to, as you say, document where you go and what you do as you're doing it, in such a way that turns lived experiences into recommendations. And that's based upon what we found, where 84% of travelers made their last key travel decision based upon someone they know and trust within their network. I'm sure people listening to this have probably relate to that, where they're planning a trip somewhere. And yes, you go to sites like TripAdvisor, you might go to general TikTok searches and other social platforms, but there's sort of a narrowing of the funnel where ultimately the end goal for travel planning and really travel inspiration is the experiences of your friends, the people you know, the people you trust as a source of more authentic of a planning process. And so what we've have found in talking to a lot of potential users is that a lot of that occurs offline today. So Think of the people who store their recommendations in Apple Notes, Google Sheets, even their camera rolls. And we want to create a digital experience for documenting one's travels in such a way that becomes bookable for someone else in the future, so that when you share that recommendations list with a friend, it's less so about a copy paste text message of saying, here's just a data dump of things that I've done, but rather a verified list of one's experiences that can be booked at that point of inspiration. And also a discovery mechanism for the recommendations of others who might travel like you, in a sense, through lookalike type audiences based upon your past behavior, to create a sense of trust in one's recommendations, even if you might not know the person. So it's basically, as I've come to learn more about this world, again, not being from travel, but being someone who's built digital products for a long time, there's a sort of unspoken network of travel inspiration that exists offline. So we want to bring that online, and we'll get into this more, in a more like Web3 crypto type of way, reward those who most contribute to it via the recommendations.
So how does that look for a consumer like myself? Let's say I use Instagram right now. The people that are listening probably use it. I'll go to MintPass. Know I'm going to go to Marrakesh, which is the most recent destination I've been at. Like, how does that look like in the process? I go to MintPass, I type in Marrakesh, I get all the experiences, all the places people have been. Like, can you walk me through that?
Yeah, 100%. So the best comp that I have, which is kind of a funny one, is a cool combination of like Pokemon Go mixed with Foursquare. And I say Pokemon Go because it goes beyond the simple check-in functionality like you'd see on a Foursquare. In a sense, we gamify the process of travel logging through this experience of collecting digital souvenirs, as we call it. So basically, while you're traveling, you're checking in, you're documenting, you're collecting based upon all the places that you go. So it's the hotel you stay at, it's the museum you go to, it's the restaurants you eat at, the parks you might visit, and then in aggregate, As you go about your travels, you build this picture of everything you did during that trip. At the conclusion of that trip, you will say end trip, which basically ends the logging experience, the collecting experience. And that out of the box creates this one of one unique digital souvenir that's specific to the things that you did. Think about like getting a postcard from the airport. You're getting it off a rack where, you know, there's 100 thousands of people that have that same type of postcard. We're using AI art to basically generate a representation of specifically what you did. So you're going to see like representations of all your activities that you had while you were traveling. It becomes listed on your profile, this forever identifier of this experience, this moment in time that you had. Mm-hmm. And so then that's the personal experience. But then as you're browsing MintPass, as you're looking to plan trips in the future, you're then seeing all the little postcards of your friends show up in a sort of like a newsfeed. So you know that Sally went to London, you know that Bob went to Tokyo, and you're following the travels of your friends in sort of like a novel type of way, but then how do you make that actionable? So then you're planning a trip to London, for example. Imagine being able to, in a very immediate and very actionable way, see A, who of your friends have been to London, B, what they did when they were there, or then even further, C, discover recommendations in London that are anchored to a user's past behavior. And by that, I mean, if I'm a traveler that enjoys the beach, I enjoy luxury hotels, I enjoy sushi, that will index against other travelers in our network, such that, say, I know that Bob, random traveler on MintPass, is 95% like me based upon my past experiences. His recommendations inherently mean more to me. So how do I discover those recommendations and make them more trusted to my planning process? And that's what this app is for, basically a recommendation discovery engine, if you will, that's all powered by authentic, in a sense, verified as we go along, trusted reviews from not only travelers you know, but travelers like you.
Fantastic. I heard you mention the AI part. Does that mean that if I write about the experience, there is an artificial representation of that travel experience? Do I understand it correctly?
So I think what was defined in the AI portion of that was in regards to the visualization. So like we want to create as like, for those watching a video, I have my souvenir shelf behind me of all the things I've
Yeah.
collected from my travels. I have like my Pokemon from the Pokemon Center in Japan. I have a Lego Eiffel Tower up here from my first big trip with my now wife.
Awesome.
And these are all visual representations of my past experiences. And so it's one thing to say, I've done this. It's one thing to say, look at all the cool things that I've done. So the AI portion of this is to basically reframe how we think about the visualization of one's past experiences. Think about a bunch of magnets on your
Got it.
fridge or mugs on a shelf, ornaments on a tree, the things that people collect when they travel. These are digital identifiers of that. So as a baseline, the AI, the portion that I alluded to was in regards to the visualization of one's experiences by wrapping up basically a narrative of your trip in the form of this artwork, which again includes signifiers of what you did while you were on that trip. There is other AI applications you can imagine in regards to like the lookalike travelers. So me being able to see that, as I alluded to, Bob is 95% like me as a traveler, making his recommendations mean more, using AI to cross-reference and aid in discovery because of that, where basically recommendations become weighted to me based upon how similar the travelers are to me. Stuff like that we'll be experimenting with as we go along, which we're very excited about. I think really gets people to what is the most valuable of travel recommendations as quickly as possible, whether they know the person or not.
Wow. So it's very futuristic in that sense too. I hope people that are listening are still here following this, because for me, I'm trying to also understand how that looks like. Right now, there's a waiting list, obviously. For me, as somebody that travels and loves that and has always like been looking out for other people that did information, I'm really happy to hear that you have a place where you bring that together. And then it's going to become easier for me to find what I'm looking for without me having to browse and search for hours just to get what I'm looking for. Plus, I don't have to leave MintPass. That's another thing. So, yeah, I'm very excited to see like when is the rollout going to be like? Right now, people can sign up, waiting list. They're going to get information.
So we're in alpha at the moment. So as you can imagine, with you mentioned it being very futuristic and technical, and it's a day one. Unfortunately, to me, it doesn't all just work day one. So it takes a lot of testing. It takes a lot of, frankly, patience on my part to get feedback, to get where we need to go from a user experience standpoint. So we're in the process of that behind the scenes right now, what we're calling our alpha program with some early testers, and then we're getting into beta in the next couple of weeks. So depending on when this is published, we will probably be in beta or heading close to launch, which we're expecting in June of 2024-ish. And obviously subject to change depending on feedback, depending on progress and how well things are moving. But yeah, no, it's in the early days, and it's not a platform that's going to be perfect immediately. And I think for the context of what users will get from the platform, and another element of what we want to do is create a social graph of one's travel experiences and what that means. Let me give an example of this. So I go to New York for work a lot, and I tend to there's you could get 1,000 recommendations for New York and never get to actually going to see them all. So every time I go, I end up like hitting people up and seeing where I should be eating, what I should be doing for business dinners and everything else. And if you have two people make your recommendation, the first person has been to New York 100 times. And they've been to this specific Italian restaurant 40 times. The other person's been to New York once, and they just happened upon this Italian place nearby their hotel. Which recommendation means more? And I would venture to say, we would all say that the person who's been to New York 100 times and he went to this place 40 times, that recommendation means a lot. It's probably a damn good restaurant. We want to create sort of a hierarchy of recommendations powered by the diversity of one's experiences, the frequency of one's experiences to a particular area, all of these things. And I say that not to get into the weeds again of like what we're trying to do, but to say it makes sense to be there early, because as you log, as you share trips on the platform, the more, in a sense, you build this degree of travel credibility, we'll have like a, well, I mentioned gamification earlier, we'll have different scoring metrics tied to the cool things that you've done in travel. And that will allow you to customize, curate your profile, and be surfaced to other users based upon your past experiences. And we kind of glossed over it, but I think a very critical part of this is that knowing how often we make key travel decisions based upon the inspiration provided by our networks, we want to reward those who are providing that inspiration in the first place. So essentially, when you make a recommendation that's powered by your past experiences, and either someone you know or someone within our network books based upon that recommendation, we want to not only recognize you on the platform, but also reward you in a very real way for having enabled that experience for someone else. And
That's
that's
fantastic.
through all sorts of eventual mechanisms tied to like travel benefits, sweepstakes, rewards, giveaways, other sorts of cool things. But it's taking what people are already doing of sharing their travel experiences as recommendations and providing an infrastructure to earn rewards based upon that. So the sooner you get started, the sooner you sort of build that travel cred, you get to document those experiences as recommendations and then unlock the rewards that will come to play as time goes on.
Wow. And I also want people to know there is no gimmicks, there's no like you clearly said, there's no subscription model to access the platform. In fact, you're gonna get rewards. You're gonna get rewards to document your travel. So very important to just like mention
Yeah.
that. Besides you guys following me, I'm gonna obviously be using, testing the platform. Also, a question that I asked Sam was, hey, listen, I'm traveling now. I'm traveling 2 weeks ago. I have proof of my travel on my Instagram. Can I make sure that that also gets adapted into the platform? I believe your answer was, hey, we're working on it and seeing what we can actually integrate. Is that fair to say?
100%. Yeah, no, it's an ongoing conversation for us internally, and it's a real solve that we need to have. I think what we need to balance is, to your point, like there's a lot of whether we like it or not, there's a lot of data that exists in our devices that shows evidence of one's past experiences. So we'll be leaning into that to varying degrees to create some degree of authenticity and verification tied to past travel memories, if you will, while also weighing towards those in the future for like an ongoing collectorship type experience tied to future travels as well. So it'll be a little bit of both. And there's an important point that you raised there that I want to lean into. And I'm cognizant of this. You know, I don't come from the, let's say, the Web3 crypto space, but I've been in it full time for the past few years. There is a real stigma and a real, I guess a very correct sort of assumption with a lot of crypto projects around like the I keep using the word authentic, so let's use the opposite, the inauthentic nature of some of these products. And you mentioned like requiring subscription, you have to buy the currency, you have to buy the coin, you have to invest in some way to get value out of it. This is entirely free to use. Like what I don't want to be is that. I'm here to create something for travelers as opposed to like let's say crypto bros or degens or anything like that. I personally feel like there's a lot of value to be had in the infrastructure layer, but that's not the end goal itself. What we're trying to do is create a fun social community experience tied to not only travel memories, but future travel experiences that enables this flywheel effect of making future travel experiences better in turn. Which, again, I think the infrastructure layer is very interesting of how we enable that based upon this sort of cool new technology. But in terms of asking anyone of anything, all we ask for is usage. So for our purposes, it is entirely free to use, and we welcome anyone to come try it out without any risk involved.
That's fantastic. And this is another thing that you guys need to understand, that me has I myself I've been looking for something like this. I've been always using different platforms to share that you've been following. I'm like, where was MintPass? I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, 10 years ago even, right? But let's not go that far. So I'm extremely excited to see where this is going, and I want you guys to be part of this, because now it's so early that we can be part of something, a community that's going to expand, be early on the rewards, be early on the progress. And by the way, you guys are also important to give feedback to make the platform better, because as Sam said, like it's gonna be, beta soon. So we're gonna be like testing, we're gonna be seeing what's wrong, what's It's I already looked into it. It looks absolutely amazing. And so we're gonna build this together. It's all community driven, and there's no hidden things behind this, like you mentioned, Sam. So I can't stress this enough. And I know a lot of you are passionate about travel, especially after the pandemic. More and more of you have traveled again. I get continuous questions like, hey, what is your recommendations in Greece? What is your recommendations in US? Guys, go to my Mint Pass profile, check it out. You know what I mean? Hopefully they can put my past experiences in there, but that's kind of like what I'm aiming for, you know, because especially now on my Instagram, guys, I'm gonna let you know already. There's gonna be a lot of dad stuff right now. There's gonna be a lot about my son, you know, so it's gonna less and less be about other things, right? Because that's what I'm gonna be using it for. So for me, it comes at a great time to have something about just travel where I can share this. So I'm very excited about that. Sam, I have a question. What is your favorite place to travel to?
Sorry, I think I got all that. I cut out a little bit, but yeah, no, I appreciate the thoughts there, and I think that's an important point in that the spirit of what we're creating is much like you described there of wishing you had this 5, 10 years ago. We're creating the thing that we wish we had now and 5, 10 years ago, and we're creating this for ourselves ultimately as not as business people, but as hobbyists who love to travel, and so. It's exciting times. I've been working on this since 2021 in different types of ways. And same deal, like really one of my biggest inspiration points is my wife, who is religious about collecting Apple notes when she travels. And she has this, I'm always hitting her up, like I have a friend hit me up and I'm like, hey, do we have a list for London? Do we have a list for Berlin? Do we have a list for Cabo? And she always does because she's so diligent about this. And it was an identifier for me of like, there has to be a better way. And I not only want to find a more optimal way to share that information and discover that information without having to do this sort of out like this one-to-one offline outreach of having to hit people up in text messages and Instagram DMs and things like that, but also I want to recognize her being my wife for all this cool these cool experiences she's had, the valuable information she has to share with others. In particular, her list for Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. If anyone's ever going to be going, please let us know because we have this killer list that is like
Awesome.
legendary. But I want her to be like a. I want to have a Cabo badge on her profile that says this person's an expert in Cabo because she's been there 20 times. And stuff like that is like it started to click for me and it started to make sense to me. It's like okay, there's got to be something for this, and there wasn't. So we're
Yeah.
creating it. And so
This
yeah,
is so
it's
interesting,
really good for
man.
anyone who wants to travel.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love this.
Thank you.
You know what's funny? Because when I went to Greece, as an example, from when I was 21, I've been going there up until I was 30. So 9 years straight, every summer I went to Greece. And then people were like saying, oh, the Greece knower, the king of Greece, he knows everything about Greece. Because I was so passionate about Greece. Even during the pandemic, I went there. I just got a boat with a couple of friends and we just stayed there throughout the pandemic. Because you got all these different beautiful islands that people think just Greece. No, we have so many islands. Got the Mediterranean climate, the weather, the food is amazing. So very interesting that you said that. What is your favorite place to go to?
So mine, that's a great question. I think so mine's interesting because I didn't really get into travel until I'm 31 now, and I didn't take my first like big international trip until I was like 22. That was actually the trip I have behind me an Eiffel Tower and like a little cartoon of my wife and me. That was like my first time international that wasn't Mexico because I'm based in the US and that gave me the bug and I've been traveling ever since for the past 8 years. And so of that time, my two favorite places in the world, as I say, are very opposite, but Florence in Italy, and I think Italy at large, we've been to a lot of those places. So Lake Como was wonderful. And then I went last year for the first time to Japan. So we did Kyoto and Tokyo, which we weren't there long enough. That's like my one regret is that we didn't get more time there. So that's one. And you could spend, even just in Tokyo, you could spend a year and not even scratch the
Yeah,
surface of everything that city
so
has to offer. So those are probably the top two. What about yourself? You said Greece.
wow, yeah, man. This is one of the most difficult questions I always say because everything is so different and has its beauty on its own. You know what I mean? Like, it's for me, like, I've been 72 countries further. South America, Colombia, Mexico, have such an amazing culture and climate, beaches, most beautiful beaches that you can't find anywhere else in the world. But then again, you go to Cuba, you go to Curacao, you go to Japan. Japan, I was one day on my way to Hawaii, and I'm
Wow.
like, God damn, Hawaii, like I need to go back to Japan. This is like such a
Yeah.
different, but you don't go there for the climate, you don't get there for the beaches. You go there for a whole nother experience. So for me, this is a very hard question to answer, but definitely Greece is probably in my top three, including Japan and Colombia. Those are in
Interesting.
my top three, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's funny how you talk there, because there's a lot of insights to be gleaned from your favorite places. Like you mentioned beaches there a handful of times. Like you're clearly like you enjoy the water, you like being by the coast. And so you start to pick up, not to like go back to shilling our platform, but when you pick up these little nuggets of who you are as a traveler and what your preferences are, and that inherently guides where you'd like to go in the future. So it's just cool to hear that in real time of like just as you describe your past travel experiences, there's a connection to your future desired travel experiences, which I
Absolutely.
think how we trace that line becomes very interesting.
Absolutely, man. And we should do like maybe also like a live at some point or share a little bit more in real time. We're gonna be doing that, guys. Anything else, Sam, that before we close this off that you wanna leave the audience with for now?
Yeah, no, I mean it's the QR code is here, but you could also visit mintpass.com to sign up for our wait list and get in on early beta, which is coming up in the next few weeks. Other than that, like we're very approachable. Like you hear from founders on podcasts like this, and it's very sort of this disconnect between them and their audiences and sort of an arm's reach relationship. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I can be reached, I'm available. If anyone has any thoughts on what we're creating, I'd love to hear it. If anyone wants to explore some of these topics further, I'm happy to discuss. And yeah, we're early stages, so I just appreciate the opportunity to have gotten to share what we're working on, and I'm excited to hopefully have some people who are listening try it out and get feedback on what it is that we're creating.
Awesome, Sam. I'm excited too. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate
Speak
it.
soon, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.